Where'd you find me in the stars?
Can't believe you guys haven't heard this song before.
Never heard it.
Would you miss me in the end if I run out of oxygen when I run away to mine?
It's beautiful.
Got a big voice.
First time I've ever heard it. Yeah.
That's crazy. You know why?
Why?
Because the new radio station we're going to plays this goddamn song all the time.
Over.
You can listen to the station we're going to be on.
You know, I've been on. I mean, I grew up listening to that station.
Okay,
so.
Okay. But you just stopped for the last year?
Yeah.
Song has been a big song on that station for months. Huh? Huh? I guess some of us are a little more committed to this new show than others,
listen,
right?
Listen.
Listen. I'm listening.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah?
I haven't been listening to that station we're going to until recently, and I'm pleasantly surprised at how much I like the music.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah.
It's Tucker and Mauro with Bundus for a special podcast. We haven't done one of these in a long time, and there's sort of a reason behind it. If you listen to our radio show, which we hope you do, which was formerly on Energy 95.3 in the Hamilton, Toronto area, we finished that show.
That's right.
And we're starting a brand new show on a station in Toronto called 102.1 The Edge.
Mm-hmm.
That was announced a moment ago from where we're recording this.
That's right.
This is going up at 8. They're announcing it at 8. So we're recording this like 40 minutes before they make that announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're excited to be starting this new show. And the problem is that we kind of had an idea that we were going there a while ago.
Yes.
And we were kind of waiting for that to happen before we did the podcast because we wanted to make the announcement in the podcast.
Yes.
And then we just got like frustrated because it was taking so long. They were just like, screw the podcast. Let's just put it on the shelf until all this stuff's worked out. And then it's finally worked out.
It's finally worked out.
Which is great.
It was all supposed to happen at the same time. And then there were delays, as there often are. Although I've never experienced such a big delay as this promotion was. There was a lot of delays.
Let's not get into the exact timeline, but
no,
you know.
It's hard to celebrate something, you know, I couldn't have waited any, like I was dying to celebrate this. So now we can officially celebrate it. It's happening.
So our radio show will be heard weekday mornings from 5:30 until 9 or 10. At least 9, but I think maybe there'll be some stuff between 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
We're figuring that part out, but on 102.1 The Edge.
Yeah.
We were kind of joking when this sort of came down. Like, are we going to have to sound extra cool when we say The Edge? Like, I know Maura always does it. She's always like, I'm going to have to say The Edge. Or like, what's your Edge voice?
102.1 The Edge. The Edge. Cage the Elephant on The Edge.
Well,
we
say
it. We say it in the car. My husband says it. He's hilarious at it. 102.1 The Edge. Especially women, you know. There's something about the female voice that is hysterical. Because every woman that's been on that station for the last decade has been like, The Edge. It's on The Edge. You know, and the guys kind of throw it away. The Edge. It's The Edge.
I think some of the moves are like, you know, you come out of a conversation and then you'd be like, hey, here's KG Elvin on The Edge. You know? Yeah, it's a bit of a throwaway. Yeah.
It's a throwaway for the guys versus the women. It's slightly sexual. It's The Edge.
Please tell me you're not going to be doing that, though.
It's The Edge.
Because if you do that, you have to sound like that all the time.
The Edge.
You can't just like turn into that person.
Listen, it's by far the coolest radio station that I've ever seen or heard. You know what I mean? It's got that cool factor, so I think that's partly why you gotta say The Edge.
You don't have to say it that
you
way.
You have to.
The
I'm
edge.
Sorry.
Why do you go into that like nasal ear?
The edge.
The edge.
It's on The Edge.
You might want The Edge.
The Edge.
I'm telling you, it's a sexy, sexy station.
Bundus, how do you say it?
102.1 The Edge.
102.1 The Edge.
Throw it away.
Anyway, so we're excited to start this new chapter of our career. Truth be told, it's the same bosses that we have now.
A lot of people are like, why? What's happening? And I want you to know it's a good thing. It's a promotion for us. So it's exciting for us. And yeah, it is the same bosses who are like, you know what, guys, let's put you over here. So
it's a bigger brand for us to be on because even though Energy covered such a huge area from like Niagara to, you know, Kitchener-Waterloo.
To Coburg.
To Barrie, to Coburg. Like, it was a massive station, but it's kind of a unique station because it's traditionally a Hamilton frequency. And it is technically a Hamilton frequency, but because it's such a big reach.
It's huge.
That we were actually doing the morning show for that station out of a Toronto studio. And so really for us, and we were trying to build a Toronto audience along with the Hamilton audience that existed.
Yeah.
But the problem is no one in Toronto had ever heard of the station.
Well, I mean, you remember the brand if you grew up in this area. You remember Energy from back in the day.
But the station wasn't on anybody's presets in Toronto. And so, we had a presence in Hamilton already, and that was great, and we were continuing to try and build that. But we were trying to build another audience in Toronto that they could sell as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be like, people would be like, oh, where do you work? I'll be like, oh, it's called Energy Radio. It's a station out of Hamilton, but it covers the whole area. And, you know, and people would just be like, oh. Okay.
Right.
So I think that the best part of this move is just people have heard of the station, outside of Hamilton.
I used to have to repeat. I'm like 95.3. What? 95.3. But this, when you say the edge, people.
Stop.
People know it's 102.1.
Oh, okay.
And that's great because actually Energy back in the day was Energy 108. Remember?
Y108.
So if you were like an old schooler from back in the day, you remember it as being Energy 108. So it was hard to, even if you were old school, I remember Energy, you'd be like, well, it's on 95.3 now. So that was confusing.
And
the Edge is just like, it's been this brand for forever.
CFNY.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Some real legends have been on that station.
Tucker's been getting tattooed up just for this job.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
That might be it, actually.
Oh, come on.
When did you get your first tattoo?
In the fall. November, yeah.
Yeah.
But I had it scheduled for June, but remember they said I couldn't go in the water for like 3 weeks? And I was like, well, fuck that. I sail and I doing all these things. I love being in the water.
Yeah.
So she's like, enjoy your summer. Come see me in November.
Right.
I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got two more planned for March 1st.
Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with being
the
on the Edge. It has everything to do with this is something I've wanted, for
That's
years,
true.
And I just never got around to deciding what to get as a tattoo.
That's true.
You know what I was happy about, speaking of my tattoo?
What?
I don't know. Like, when I first got it, my tattoo artist never featured it on her Instagram. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Because pretty much every day she like posts whatever work she's done.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, she must have been like embarrassed about it or she didn't like it.
The arm was a bit weenie.
Yeah, maybe it was a weenie arm. And then my wife went and saw her and got a couple of little tattoos done.
She did?
Yeah. She's got one on her wrist now and one on her down just above her ankle, I guess.
Oh.
And, of course, those she featured right away as soon as she did them. I was like, fuck.
Your wife has a beautiful wrist.
I was like, is my tattoo hideous to her? And then I went in for my consult for my new ones.
Yeah.
And she was like, let me see it. Like, she was excited to see it.
And
what she was waiting for, she wanted to see it once it had faded down a bit.
Because
it can be very harsh when it's, like, brand new.
Yeah, yes.
And some of the lines, because there's pretty fine lines on it, she felt like we're a little... You know, we're showing too dark in the initial picture she took. So she took a picture and she featured it. I was like, yeah.
Did she tag you?
No, she didn't tag me, but she just put it up on her story.
Oh.
It's gone now.
Nice.
I don't know. Maybe it's in the archives.
So what did Deb get written on her? T-Bird?
She got my name.
T-Bird for life?
T-Bird for life. No, she got, I don't know. Like it says B. But it's like, it's sort of phonetically spelt out, like B-E, and then it has these lines, you know, when you see something in a dictionary and there's
this
stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really for her to just be present and be in the moment. And
a reminder.
A reminder, because like she's always, you know, a lot of her life has been looking at the next step. Oh, what's the next step forward?
Yeah,
and what am I going to do?
We all do that.
She's like pretty motivated career-wise, and she has a pretty big career and has been very successful. So for her, it's like, enjoy what you have now, you know?
Yes.
Be. Like, so that's what she put on her wrist, and then she's got a...
Dolphin.
A fucking dolphin on her. No, she has a tulip. It's her favorite flower.
Aww.
So she put a tulip on
Oh,
her.
That's cool. You guys are getting tatted up, man.
Oh, yeah. We're just...
I control,
I actually love little...
Kat Von D and...
Marilyn Manson.
I don't know. Who's the Sandra Bullock's ex?
Jesse James.
Jesse James. Kat Von D.
I think little hand tattoos are super cool on women, you know? Like little cool... Yeah.
I want one.
You want a hand tattoo?
Kind of. I
get
know.
A hand tattoo.
I kind of want one like
yes.
here, there.
Yes,
yeah.
The whole hand, the top of the hand. That must kill. That must hurt so much.
I don't
much.
Know if it would. I don't think it would.
Fundus?
I don't think it would be that bad on the hand.
Honestly, they say like if you want to know if a tattoo is going to hurt a lot, it's how ticklish you are in that spot or how sensitive when you touch it. So the palm of your hand would fucking kill. Like that would be very uncomfortable probably. Mm-hmm. But the top is pretty, other than like the fact that there's not a lot of meat there, I think it would be okay. Mm-hmm. Shoulder, I think, is okay. Mm-hmm. Underside, like doing your like that, flabby that part, sucks. That hurts. You've done that one, eh?
Yeah, it's crazy pain in there because it hits nerves that start twitching in other parts of your body.
Oh.
Like, I remember when I was getting it done, my neck on the opposite side was like up like this. I was like, ah!
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing my bicep, so that's going to hurt. It's the front. So yeah. I guess on that, maybe the front will be okay. As they go into the side, it'll probably
start to hurt as they get in there.
As my tattoo artist says, it gets a little spicy in there.
I just don't want to draw more attention to my hand because the hands start to look like. Gross as you get older, you know? The hand starts to look...
Everything
You're
starts
right.
to look gross and get saggy as you get older.
The hands and the neck, don't lie, eh?
Yeah, yeah. You just tattoo right over them. Maybe that's the answer, actually.
Wow. I think hand tattoos, I like the little subtle ones, like a little arrow or a little, like, you know...
This way.
This way?
What do you mean?
Oh, the arrow. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you can point at people.
Well, I was thinking originally because I'm getting one of my tattoos is going to be involving a trident.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the, you know, like a spear. Like the, you
the
know,
spear.
Ocean
that,
spear
that,
thing.
Ariel's dad holds.
Yeah, exactly. And I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll do a little trident on my hand. That might be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it on
anchor.
My...
Anchor. Put an anchor there.
Doing it on my tricep instead.
Oh, okay.
Do an anchor. Could do an anchor.
You
but
could.
Anchors are symbolic of something in sailing that I haven't done yet. Like, I think it has to do with a certain amount of ocean crossings and stuff.
Oh.
Now, lots of people have anchors that haven't done that stuff. But
right. You don't want to be a poser.
I don't know if I want to be a poser.
Nobody likes a poser.
No.
Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. So I forget what it means, but it is. It's like, oh, when you've earned a certain achievement, you can... legit put an anchor on you.
Got ya.
Maybe. Anyway, enough about that.
Mm. Wait, is there something about tridents?
Maybe. I don't know.
How many whales you've killed by hand?
You've got to have killed a massive whale.
Isn't that how Moby Dick went down?
I don't think... did Moby Dick go down or did he take everyone else down? I forget how that story ended.
That book was too thick, man.
Yeah, I know. I never read
that. Huge.
Yeah. Did they get Moby Dick?
I've never read it. Don't know.
Okay. Pretty famous book. Yeah. I guess we're all pretty dumb for not having read it.
Mm. They need to come out with the movie, and then I'll let you know what happens.
I think they probably did. It's probably like five movies from a long time ago. All right. Well, here's
Thoughts
the deal.
Before we go over there, because we're about to go over
there. We got to go over there because they're going to make the announcement, and then we have to go on with the existing show. And this is something that's very rare
in
radio.
Yeah.
Most of the time, when you go in and you take over for a morning show, people who are doing the morning show have been removed against their will. And,
right.
And what's interesting about this is that is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
The lovely, I'd say couple, but they're not like a couple.
Mm-hmm.
It was a show that had three people, and then somebody resigned and left the show in the spring, and there's been two kind of holding down the fort for the last while.
Yeah.
So Shauna and Chris, who are currently on the edge, mm-hmm. Shauna is moving over. They're both moving over to other stations in our company.
Yeah, other opportunities.
That they're both excited about. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
That we get to go in there and start a show without someone's fucking family protesting outside your goddamn window. Pardon my language.
Yeah, metaphorically and
literally.
Literally.
When I joined Mora in 2015 on Virgin Radio, the guy who did the show before me, who got fired, who I replaced.
Yes.
His family were outside the window of the studio protesting our show on my first day of work.
Yeah.
I've never seen a larger example of douchebaggery in my life. Of just, you know, what a fucking brutal, mean thing to do. And right. I know you don't like to talk ill of certain things, but I will never forget that person did that, mm-hmm. or allowed their family to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I can be nice and you know, if I run into that person, mm-hmm. I could be like, hey, good to see you, whatever. I'll never forget that, though.
I don't know who orchestrated that. Well, I can't speak to who orchestrated that.
But we knew who the people were because some of the people who were in the studio with us recognized some of the people out there as mm-hmm. being family members of this person. And there's no way this person didn't have intel on it because, first of all, it was inside information on when my first day would be. It right. was not public. Mm-hmm. The second thing is nobody other than people who have worked in that building know where the window is for the studio that we'd be broadcasting in.
It's a random window.
It's a random window that is tinted and elevated off the ground. It's not like, you know, the Edge Studios where, you know, Sugar Beach, there's a huge sign out front that you can open the wall if there's a live performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Anyway, did I have talked about this for too long? But anyway, they knew. They knew where I was going to be, and right. they knew that it was going to be my first day, and I was already nervous. Anyone who's starting a new show, no matter what the scenario is, is, you know, going to be nervous.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that person would be nervous starting their new shows wherever they go, but I bet you they've never had anyone protesting outside their window.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's nice to be going to a station where the handoff is going to be like something to celebrate and not...
And not sad, yeah.
Because there's been a lot of morning shows that have gone through that station in the last, what, 8-9 years?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, not everybody moved on to things they were excited about after, or not short term anyway. Like, they just got sent away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like we did.
Yeah, we certainly
did. It's more the norm. But lately, our company's been outstanding with trying to, like, place people and find exciting jobs for them if it's not working out in the job they're in now. And not to say that the show that, you know, is currently there is not working out.
Mm-hmm.
They've had success, so it'll be fun to go in and try and, like, build on that.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Anyway, Tucker and Maura, big news is that we're the new morning show with Bundus on 102.1 The Edge, weekday mornings, 5:30 till sometime after 9.
Ten-ish.
Ten-ish, maybe, yeah. Like, it's weird. Bundus is supposed to be on till 10, and ours says 9, but I think there's going to be some stuff. We'll probably just be on between 9 and 10.
We'll be there, yeah.
Some capacity.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. All right. Well, hit the song.
Hit the song
hit
there,
Bundai. Hit the song. Let's wrap up this podcast right here.
Thank you for waiting so patiently for the pod. It's back.
Sorry for sounding so hostile.
Yeah, man.
I know. Chill out. Calm vibes.
That's right.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.